Y'all good to go? We ready?
Yep. Thanks for you. I'm the West album coming out. What's the statement behind that title right there?
It's kind of self-explanatory. You know, I am the West. You know, when you sum it up, you look at longevity, continuity, content. You know, it sums it up. You know, it's only a few people that could be on the West Coast, Mount Rushmore, and I'm one of them. So, you know, to me, it is what it is.
You did Rock the Bells last year. Now you headline this Pay Dues. I mean, you want to be a part of these huge independent festivals recently.
I mean, I love it. You know, this is the world we come out of. We come out the independent world. We're ruthless. You know, even though we was quickly signed by Priority, the mentality had always stayed independent. And by me doing Laugh Now, Cry Later in 2006 and kind of, you know, throwing my hat as an artist in the independent world, we have been independent with Lynch My Records since 94, you know what I mean, with KD and Caution. And so, you know, this is right up my alley.
You're independently putting out the documentary with the Raiders too, man. What's that project about?
Well, that's not necessarily independent. That's with ESPN for their 30 for 30. They just approached me to do it. They got 30 filmmakers to do these films, sports films, anything you want to do. So I picked straight out of LA when the LA Raiders was in LA because it affected NWA so much, and you know, it was kind of like nobody would have told that story right unless I did it. So I jumped at the chance.
When you with Westmont Records, when you're putting out projects now, and you have that obviously being independent, how do you judge success? What's a successful project for you?
You know, right now it's really if my fans like it. You know, my core fans like the project. I really can't trip on numbers. As numbers come and go, you know, I've had records that sell a whole lot and records that hadn't sold a whole lot. But to me, it's not really about that. It's about, do your core fan enjoy the record? Because to me, that's the only success an MC really can measure itself off of. You know, I never was a fan of measuring yourself off sales because those numbers come and they go. You know, Vanilla Ice got one of the biggest selling hip hop albums in rap history. You know what I'm saying? But you know, who cares how much money you make if you don't like it? Right. And so to me, that's the most important thing. You know, rappers in the 90s got caught up in, I got platinum on the wall and I got gold on the wall. You know, and they ain't got no lyrics in the mouth. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to go back to the essence. And so I measure myself on people's enjoyment.
What's it like being 20 years in the game and having all the younger generation looking up to you now? Like back when you used to look up to people, how's it feel to have the role switched?
It feel good. You know, I love all the young MCs that's trying to do their thing. You know, I know it's been going back and forth about the New West. You know, I got love for the New West. You know what I'm saying? Why wouldn't I? You know, but I don't got love for nobody dissing the Old West. You know what I mean? That's where I got a problem. Because we put it down. We made it possible. We got some light shine this way to make it possible for all that come after us. And they got to pay respect to that. And they can't diss that. And if they do, then they got to see me.
You've definitely paid dues.
Definitely. That's why I'm here, you know? That's why I'm here. The paid dues festival.
Mr. Q? Yeah. Mr. Q? Sure.
You can call me Mr. Q. I'll take you.
So you've done so many things in entertainment. I'm feeling like there's a cookbook kind of next to mine. Are you working on a cookbook or?
Nah, I ain't gonna work on no damn cookbook. nah, y'all don't wanna eat my cooking. Trust me.
With the anniversary of America's Most Wanted, 20 years, and one of the things that always attracted me to you in terms of your rapping style was the passion, was the, you know, with the furrowed eyebrow and everything. And it seems like you're really getting back to that in the last three albums. Does success, the success you've had outside of music, so to speak, does that give you that freedom in order to really step outside of what the industry wants, in order to be able to do what you really want to do and give the fans what they're always clamoring for, that old Ice Cube, that Jerry Curl, and the Raiders hat and all that?
Yeah, you know, as an artist, you're always conflicted, you know what I mean? Because you don't want to be a one-trick pony. Well, people be like, oh, man, I heard that shit back in 91. You know, you're doing the same thing. So you always, you know, trying to figure out and calibrate how much should you flip the script, change the style up, how much you should keep it the same. It's always, you know, a balance. I stopped worrying about that stuff. You know, to me, I just let the beat take me. I hear the music. And the music tell me what I need to do and how I need to come at it. And I just simplify the process. And, you know, I be getting high beats, but if they don't speak to me, if songs don't come off of them beats, then they just sit there, you know. And then I get a beat that a song will come up right away on what I need to be on top of that. So I just start going back to the essence on how I used to do music before I got famous. Before people, you know, start expecting certain things of me, I just do what I feel and just kind of let the chips fall where they may.
Piggybacking on his question, BET just played Boy the Hood for the 10,000th time last week, you know, and Jerry Curl and the whole thing. You're one of the few rappers that can do hardcore hip-hop and then do Are We There Yet. Mm-hmm. How do you feel like you can't maintain that balance of credibility?
I just be myself. You know, I just feel like if you be yourself, people will accept you. You know, people know that nobody's hard 24 hours a day, that most people are well-rounded. You know, they got a sense of humor. They got a, you know, serious side. So, you know, I felt like it's real to show that. I remember when I was about to record, it was a good day. Some people in the studio, I ain't gonna name no names, was like, man, you can't do that record. You can't do that record. I'm like, why the fuck not? Why can't do that record? Because your shit is hard. If you say you're having a good day, you ain't hard. I'm like, bullshit. That is hard because it's being real. Right. And that should be hard enough. You know, real should be hard enough. If real ain't hard enough, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing here. You know what I mean? So I was like, yo, that's why I can do that song, because I feel like, yo, it's true to what it is. Same with those movies, you know. I feel like I do got a sense of humor, and I can't put it on camera, and, you know, that don't make me no less harder than what I am right now.
Break down lottery ticket for me, man. Like, it's your new comedy coming out, Brandon Jackson, Bow Wow.
It's a movie that was brought to Q Vision that we took on to produce, starring Bow Wow. It's a good script. You know, it's about what happens when you win the lottery. And the time before you actually get the money, you know, how your hectic your life is and how everybody think you rich before you even get the money in your hands. So it's kind of dealing with that moment in time, you know, before, you know, everybody know you got all this money, but you don't have all this money. So, you know, it's kind of how the neighborhood is coming at you from there. So it's a good movie. It'll be out in August.
On a different subject, who are your biggest influences, and who'd you look up to the most when you started as to now?
You know, my biggest influence in my life is my father. You know, I'm just happy he stayed around and didn't, you know, break out like a lot of fathers do. But, you know, I looked up to people like, you know, Dre and, you know, Chuck D and Russell Simmons, you know, as far as films, you know, John Singleton, and, you know, people that I saw that was kind of my age that was doing it big. And, you know, I looked up to those dudes and wanted to do it big, too.
Now, you mentioned Russell Simmons, and you, being a producer, a director, being an artist, you have to have vision. Mm-hmm. So talk about how vision plays a part in what you're doing now, what you plan to do 3 years from now, 5, 10, so forth and so on. How does that play out in your life?
I mean, vision is everything. If you don't see yourself doing it, it won't get done. You know, you have to visualize success. It's to the point where when I get a good idea, me and my wife, we like, yo, don't say it out loud, because once it go in the air, somebody else might grab that idea, you know what I mean, and start working on it. So, I mean, it's real. You got to visualize success. If you don't, you can never get there. You know what I mean? If you don't see yourself winning, how can you win? So, my vision is just, it's not a vision of, yo, I'm looking 10, 20 years in front of me. No, I'm looking at what is my next move and making sure I execute that to the fullest. Then I step on to the next. You know, sometimes you can look so much ahead and you never deal with the job at hand because you're looking at, I'm not worried about what I got to do tomorrow. I'm worried about what I got to do right now, tonight, on that stage when I lead this interview. And you keep it, I keep it simple like that. But also have a plan for the future. But you gotta execute today. In the future usually take care of itself.
Can you tell me about what does Pain Dues mean to you? I guess, and maybe some advice to artists trying to make in any industry.
I think Pain Dues is starting from the bottom. Doing whatever it takes to be successful. I don't carry crates of records, for people like Dre, DJ Yella, and, I done lifted Servant Vegas and put speakers up and did all that kind of shit, and it's pay your dues work to get to where you are. I done had been in rap contests, battles, on the fucking senior quad and all that shit in high school, all that, those are paying your dues and getting in the industry and, paying respect and homage to the people that's been there before you, but also wanting to be better than them. Not dissing, but wanting to be better. You know what I mean? So to me, this is all part of paying your dues. And when you do it right, I think you get in a position that I'm in right now. Cool. Sorry for the people that didn't get questions in.